You see, when you're early for certain things, people deal with you differently. Yeah. And the thing about us in Jamaica, them always say Jamaicans are always later. Or some of the promoters them in Europe always have trouble with Jamaican acts.
Yeah.
And it, to me, is not a good thing, because why we have to be so difficult? And I think the reason why you got to be difficult is when you don't really know the business properly. But if, I mean, if a promoter is trying to go around you, then that's a different thing. But if a promoter come with you right way and you just not do deal with it professionally, you know, and if you want to deal with class A promoters, you have to be a class A client as well. So we know we change it. We're always early. If you say, if I say interviews at 7 o'clock, I am ready at 6:45. You know, these are the things that we do, and we have to change it because we want to bring reggae back where it needs to be. Yeah. Bob Marley and Wailer are still keeping it, but for the rest, the actual name reggae is not really there when it comes to quality. And there's a lot of quality musicians out there not being recognized. Yeah. And money is a thing we're just getting a lot of people certain play, because, I mean, it's hard to say, because, you know, new generation is a certain thing, but it's like, you know, a man can go make a beat now and do a lot of work and make millions. But for him to go on stage and actually do it, him can't do it. You know, so we don't believe in that. But we're not giving against them, you know. But they're doing this thing called fast music, fast money. But when you do the fast money, after a while, the money will finish. You know, so we believe in music that we want to last forever. And that's what we want to do. Not what they do is great for them too, because, hey, sometimes I'm in my vibe too, you know. Sometimes I go to the club and hear some dancehall and me a dance turn and say, yeah, feel a vibe. You know what I mean? Nothing is wrong. And that works for them and it suits them, you know, and it's great. But for us now, like being a bloodline too, and hear the thing now, hear the last thing. It's not easy for children of legends, you know. I need to tell you this because especially if your parents them have such a high level of ability and you can't come to that level, it's rough, because it doesn't matter what you do, people are going to judge you regardless. Like, people come to me and say, how many kids you have? I'm like, really? Like, why would you ask me how many kids I have, like, you know, just like that?
Yeah.
I said, I have one kid, and they're so surprised. Oh, you have one kid, like, you're going to give me money to mind the other kids then? You know? Yeah, you're going to do that? You just assume, say, you're not living up to your father's name. I'm like, do you know that I have a lot of brothers and sisters that are resentful because they didn't get to spend time with daddy as much as we did? You have to think about that too. You know? My father had good intentions, but everything comes with a price. And as you get older, you learn. So when he was younger, that was his aim, to have a lot of children. And he did a great job. But what he didn't know, that he wasn't able to be there all the time. And musician parents are totally different. It's a different mind. So the love is different. So by having a mother like my mother, I learned to have a different kind of love, where my father is more tough love, you know. But he's more of a pure-hearted, tough love, though. Like, he must still hug you and say, love your son. Not like the tough love and don't say anything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we learn from all of those things, and him teach me. Him say, learn from a mistake so you can be better, and that's how you're going to keep getting the generation better and better. So for me, I was fortunate enough to have a certain level where I can stand up to my father's standard and my uncle's standard. So for me, it's not that difficult. Because if people come and say, all right, family man, so no, make us see what we go here. I have confidence, because I go say, yeah, man. As I play, you go hear it, as I play drums. My confidence, so it's not that hard, but don't think that I was just born with it. I had to work hard to reach it. So then when people come and start to bad mind you, I was like, you go bad mind me for my hard work. You can't bad mind me. I work hard at it. What are you doing? Why don't you work hard? I can't get it. Well, that is not your gift. You're supposed to find another gift, because I want to be a great mathematics guy. I look on those people and say I want to be like them. But I just can't be like them because the part of my brain that I use is more powerful for the musical side. Yeah. So it won't work. So what I do when I have a team, I get somebody who's very high in the mathematical side. So we have a balanced team.
But you know, music is still math, is still numbers.
Well, look at that. Because I deal with it differently. I deal with it by painting a picture. Because hear this. I gotta give you one little secret, but I can't give everybody the secret, right? Right? Because you don't know who gonna use the secret for good. And that is why even with Wheel of Sound, people say, why don't teach people? I say, I don't want to teach people the wrong thing.
Right.
Because next thing you go teach, people come in your band and you teach them the right thing and then them have a fallout and then they go in another band and go, I use your sound. You know what I mean? So like a lot of the sounds them as me make them, you know, I have my equipments and my stuff. Then when you come here, you play it, you don't go away with the sound. The sound stay here.
Right.
You know, because remember, you know, the Wailers were so open, them teach everybody everything. And a lot of the people them teach become successful. And not it's not saying you get successful or you're supposed to come back and help. Because I don't believe, say, you're supposed to do that really all the time. But it's just showing you how open they were.
Right.
So now a lot of them are bitter and a lot of them are close. So if you say, yo, uncle, you can't teach, you know, because they teach so much people and they got caught so many times. You know? So it's very,
as them say, once bitten, twice shy, right?
Right. So that's why when I bring them around me, I always go to the extreme to make sure they're happy as much as I can. You know, and I feel proud and privileged to be doing that too because that's what my father wants, you know. So, no, the team that I have around me, everybody's a student or a bloodline.
Right.
So we have high-quality musicians with us now that actually understand the field. So it's not like we just get musicians because they're good. If you become a whaler, it's because you have the ability to get that frequency.
Speak of some of the members then, like who have you brought in or what are you talking about?
So we have Lopez, his name Andreas Lopez. He, Tyrone Downey was the one who called us and said, yo, if you need a keyboard player, this one, he remind me of myself when I was his age. So Tyrone will show Lopez certain inversions that he played with us because Tyrone Downey and Wire play different inversions.
Right.
A lot of people that come in Wailers, them play a total different inversion. That's why it don't have the same feel. Because you have to remember, you know, everything is a frequency. Everything is a painting, you know. Yeah. So certain inversions make a difference because it does something to your soul.
Your energy.
And your energy, you know?
The vibe.
So when you play certain inversions, you know, Wire will play one inversion and Tyrone will play another inversion. And that's where it make a good thing. And then Bob will play more of the rhythm inversion. Sometimes when everybody playing a straight note, Bob will play seventh with the note. And people think, say, keyboard will play the seventh and the guitar just play the straight. And they switch. It depends on what the vibe is, you know?
Yeah.
So we have him. He learned a lot, and I've been showing him a lot of the stuff.
Where's he from?
He's from Jamaica.
Okay.
From Kingston. No, I don't know if he's from Kingston.
But he's from Jamaica.
I think he's from probably Mobea, one of them places there.
Okay.
Super, super nice guy and super willing. You can't tell him anything and him learn it quick, you know?
Yeah.
And we have Owen Dreddy Reed, which I told you that's my father's student.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's like, we'll call him the pastor. Because every day the man preaching to us, say, put God first. We need people like that to tour with.
Yeah.
To keep your mind set anytime you're going through something, you know. But him having days there when him nice to me and him drink up with Guinness, man, and him full of vibes.
Yeah.
So Dreddy is amazing, man. Amazing. He used to play bass for Julian Marley, too.
Okay.
And then we have Donald Kinsey, the great. DK,
yeah, man.
One of the original guys who played with Bob. He did 1976 Rastaman Vibration Tour, and then he went with Peter Tosh. It's an honor to to work with him. And then we have Dennis Thompson that comes sometime. He's the original engineer.
Yeah,
he's amazing. I learned so much from him. And what I love about him, he's not a guy to mess with, you know. When the man very serious in discipline. And if you have younger members that come in the band, he will put them in order. Say, listen,